Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. We have one of your favorites, Justin Martindale. Welcome back.
So good to be here.
You're here. You're safe.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a traumatic couple weeks, but you're here.
I had the best dance party in my car on the way over here.
Oh, good.
Yes.
What were you listening to?
Like, you know the Spotify Daily Mix?
Yes.
Yes. So it was just everything. I had Dua Lipa. I had some old like 90s like jam hits. I was having a blast just lip syncing in my car for my life. So yes, I'm ready to go.
Well, something I like to do is I have a Juicy Scoop playlist that plays in the clubs and the theaters before I go on.
Yeah.
And I also listen to it while I'm getting cute.
Yeah.
And I want to share that with you because we're going to be together
yes.
in Seattle at the Triple Door September Friday the 10th. We have one show and we have two shows on Saturday, which I think is 7 and 9:45 or 7:30 and 9:45. Two shows on Saturday night, the 11th, September 11th.
Never forget this experience.
We will never forget. Someone did say, really, when I posted about it, they said, really, you're having a show on that day? And I'm like, there are horrible things that happen every day for history. Like
20 years ago.
Yeah.
We're moving forward.
I'm also might perform on Pearl Harbor Day.
How dare you, Heather?
I don't know. Anyway, so you're going to be with me then. You're also going to be with me in Irvine.
Yes.
Irvine Improv, my favorite place to perform. It's where I did my special. All the material will be new since the last time I was there because it's been over 2 years. And that's two shows Friday, October 1st, two shows Saturday, October 7th, also with Justin Martindale.
We're like a good fall couple.
We really are.
Yeah.
Speaking of comedy.
Oh, God.
Page Six says disgraced comic Louis C.K. kicked off his nationwide tour this week and joked about everything except his masturbation scandal. Hmm. Thanks, Page Six.
Thanks, Page Six. You know who was not at this event? Heather McDonald.
No.
She was not invited. She was not.
I was at home masturbating.
Oh, good.
By myself.
Okay.
The way it should happen.
And you'll hear about it in Irvine on the Juicy Scoop tour. What do we think? I mean, I love if the caption doesn't start off with disgraced comic, are you even a comic anymore? You know?
I know. Just
there's
if you're
so
like
many now.
Beloved living comic, never. No.
Family favorite comic? No.
No.
Disgraced. I think he's steering away from this masturbation scandal because I think – didn't it come out that his dick was gross looking?
I mean,
yes.
I can imagine –
I mean, look at him.
I imagine it could, like, you know, have some freckles or whatnot.
No, but he looks like a turtle out of its shell.
You know what's kind of good about Louis C.K. versus, like, a Harvey Weinstein or whatever?
Tell me.
Is that his kids, they're not, you know, Kayla C.K.,
or Kaya C.K.?
Yeah. We don't know what their last name is.
No.
So they are enjoying their life in college, and people don't know.
Right.
So that's kind of good. I was just trying to think of something positive.
But also a nationwide tour. So, like, I guess everyone's like, you're forgiven.
Yeah.
It's been X amount of years, so you're good to go.
Another good thing is that my son, Drake, does not have my last name either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good, too. Yeah. Because he's in college and nobody knows that it's me. Yeah.
But you do post about him all the time.
I do post about him. No one knows my son.
Drake, get in here.
But I don't think I advertise his last name, but anyone could figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, mention it more, you know, but nobody wants to be like, my mom's a comic.
No. Disgraced mom, Heather McDonald, sends her son to college.
Big news, you guys. God, just on Tuesday's show, I talked about how OnlyFans was no longer going to have the explicit content.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were like, wait, sorry,
JK.
Whoopsie. Yeah. OnlyFans, this is according to BuzzFeed, is now reversing its ban on adult content, but sex workers say it's already cost them followers and money because they didn't even know They found out from the tweet. They didn't even like send out the email, I think, before they sent out the tweet. Or maybe these girls weren't checking their email because they're checking their pubes. But it turns out they said already people just started to unsubscribe the minute they heard they weren't going to get like explicit sex shows with their favorite OnlyFans girl.
It's so stupid because I'm just like, how did you not know this was going to happen? You can't just – well – and it wasn't like, hey, let's discuss this.
Right.
Let's just say we're not doing this anymore. And that's what happened at Tumblr, RIP.
Yes.
Tumblr was just like, no
what
more
pictures. What happened with Tumblr?
Well, it was the same thing. There was no, like, porn pictures, nothing, no explicit
Tumblr
content.
Tumblr had porn stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I was never into
Tumblr. I heard.
It was... well.
But they did. So it just – they just shot – they shot their load, no pun intended, too quick.
Right.
And everyone was like, all right, bye.
Yeah.
And now they're like, no, wait, JK, Louis JK. We were like, we want to put
Louis JK.
they're like, no, we want to have porn back, guys. We want to have porn back. And now all of the porn stars or explicit content artists have been like, they've already been looking at other platforms.
Right. All the other platforms were like, bring your badge here.
Yeah.
All are welcome. All are welcome.
Was that your
poltergeist?
That was Tangina.
That was the little lady from Paul.
I love Tangina.
Welcome, spirits and vaginas of OnlyFans, come to a new platform.
This badge is clean.
Okay, so our daughter is a recent college graduate,
mm-hmm.
and she's very, very talented. Graduated from film. But she has not secured a job in the industry just yet. So, you know, I said to her just on Monday, okay, I said, listen, get out there and go to the restaurants. They're desperate for people. And OnlyFans just said they're not going to have explicit content. So all those hot waitresses that actually have experience of being waitresses are going to go reclaim their jobs at all the restaurants. And the unemployment's going to run out soon. You're going to be screwed. You've got a window of just a couple weeks to get a restaurant job in L.A. Well, she got a job. Thank God, just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
With the news out now.
She quit.
Yeah. So I hope she doesn't quit today. I hope. I'm not going to send this to her. I'm not going to let her know.
Because
now she's like, why do I have to work? No.
I just love how America has just turned into sex workers.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? And I'm not knocking sex workers. Sex work is work.
Exactly.
I have girlfriends of mine who just post pictures of their feet and make like bank.
Right.
Which just, I'm just like, what's happening?
Exactly.
It's so weird, but at the same time, it's just like, oh, well, I don't have to go work at Olive Garden.
No.
I'm just going to do an OnlyFans because there's people out there who'll just be like, oh.
Right. But it's also,
and that was creepy.
I think it's also a little harder to gain that now, just like anything else.
I mean,
to gain a new established porn site, like get all the people following you now. Like the people that have been doing it for a while have their people.
Yeah, well.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Listen.
You've got to always find your niche.
I just feel bad for the restaurants. So, because they were just all excited. All the managers of restaurants were like, thank God some hot tails are going to come back in here and work here. And then this news came out today and they're like, put the help wanted sign out again.
But haven't you ever had a hot waiter and you're like,
what?
I would, you know?
Well,
you ever get a hot waiter's like, more iced tea, Miss McDonald? And you're like, I'd see you shirtless or shower or your feet.
I did have a waitress at Mastro's in Thousand Oaks when we went out to dinner Friday who did come up to me and goes, I've seen you perform and I think you're amazing.
See? Aren't
Thank
we
you
only
for
fans?
Making my night.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have much more respect if she didn't know who I was, but then someone told her and she just like worked it. But she was great. She was a great waiter.
In one way or the other,
yes.
We're all sluts.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, hey, you know who I thought about? I was telling my son this as I was driving him to private school. I said, this is before the news came out, and I said, thank God McKinsey got this job because these people are going to all have to go back to being waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I interviewed someone one time. Now I've interviewed a lot of people, so they'll figure it out. And she doesn't share that she has children, but she does have children. And they are at a private Catholic school. And she was in the business, and now this is her only business, OnlyFans.
She was in the porn business.
Work. And this is her only business. And I said, you know, she's got three kids paying these LA Catholic school prices. And I said, I don't know how she's going to pay for this. So we said in our father, and then the news came out that she can still do.
She can still do it.
So Jesus was listening.
See?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus jerks off everyone. That's what we've learned. He does. There it is.
There.
The body of Christ. All of the body.
Yeah. That woman was probably praying, how am I going to pay for this school?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden BuzzFeed popped up and it's Jesus is like, you're okay, my child.
Mm-hmm. And in 3 days, he rose again.
I mean,
did his wiener.
He hung out with prostitutes.
Yeah. So, he loves a good slut.
I mean, come on.
I mean, and if we don't judge anybody.
No, we don't.
Because that's the Christian thing to do. Didn't you say you had a friend or you knew somebody who has like specials and discounts and all that?
Oh, yeah. So there's this other girl that when I met her, she was aspiring comic, YouTuber type of person. Then I noticed all of her Instagram was about, hey, there's a special going on today, Valentine's Day special. Join now, join my OnlyFans. And a lot of these photos, we were like, who's taking the photos? Her mom? I think her mom was.
Probably.
And it was, and I'm telling Mama you, this Rose, chick yeah. works way harder than I think I do on this podcast. I'll be honest. So, like, don't think that it's like,
it's a business.
Yeah.
Promo codes, specials.
That good lighting.
Back to school specials.
Constantly needing new outfits, new themes, new things. I'm going to do a cooking segment.
IG naked. Live.
Yes.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of bleach for your a-hole. Okay, moving on. You guys remember the cover of the Nirvana Nevermind where you were like, oh my God, this baby's so cute. It's swimming. And anyway, he's 30 now and he is suing his name's Spencer Eldon. And he claims he's the baby that was only 4 months old. I didn't realize he was 4 months old. They never blocked out the little baby penis.
Oh, I remember.
So that it was supposed to be. They thought about doing it with a sticker. They never did. It got out there. It's now he's 30. He says his parents never signed anything. It was his dad's friend who was the photographer. They threw him in the water, whatever, took the photo. And the dad probably thought it was cool because it was like an album and never thought anything about it. Now the guy's 30 and is like, holy shit, like, let me sue. So he's suing six people, including the Kurt Cobain estate, all for $150,000 for the sex, you know, what he feels his body was exploited.
No. No one cares about this baby. Clearly, they threw it in a pool unsupervised. I mean, that should be, if you're going to sue, don't be like, oh, my wiener, my 4-month-old wiener's on it. No, I was almost drowned in a pool. Here's another thing about Spencer Eldon. He has done they did like a Where Are They Now kind of cover shoot. And so like a couple years ago, reenacted that picture. I don't think his penis was in it.
So he had no problem with it. Then is what you're saying. Yeah. Now he's acting like,
oh, I need to get on OnlyFans.
Like, like he's meeting some girl and she's like,
wasn't that your baby dick?
So therefore, I'm not gonna have sex with you because it was tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what kind of
it's a naked baby.
I do think though.
Go to the beach. You see him all the time running around. God,
I always think it was dumb though of the parents not to. Think about money. But that was also 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, 19...
30 years ago, or 30 whatever years ago it was, people just didn't think like that.
No.
And they were just like, how cool. Yeah, that was you. Who cares?
Because 30 years ago, water babies had a moment, remember?
Oh, when everyone's like, that little baby can swim.
Everyone threw their kids
everyone
in a pool.
Everyone was throwing babies. And they're like, look how it flips. Yeah. Look how it flips.
Yeah, water babies. That was in a pre-TikTok era. Like, moms were bored. They just looked at their babies and just went, fuck it, and threw it in the water.
Yeah, that
and they
was
were like,
fun.
Oh, look at them swim. And they just drink their, like, you know, boxed wine while their babies drown. And they're like, they'll figure it out. That was a thing.
That was a good time.
In the 80s, they had Cabbage Patch Kids. In the 90s, there was water babies.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I have been saying this for years. You know my predictions.
What's going to happen?
I can't believe that it hasn't happened yet.
What?
I am waiting for the person to file a lawsuit against their parents for being born.
Oh.
Why did you have me? Why do I have to live this life?
Wow.
Pay for everything. I did not ask to be here. I was not, it was not part of my consent.
Wow. And do they, what is that called when they get a, when they divorce their parents?
Emancipation.
Emancipation. So, can I get emancipated from my parents for having me?
Yeah. But also I want to file a lawsuit. Like you should have to pay for me the rest of my life because I did not ask to be here. It's going to happen.
It's totally
going to
happen.
It's totally going to happen. Yes. 100%. Get ready.
I didn't ask for this, Mom.
I did have, I think it was Drake because he's my more difficult child as far as like challenging me. But I remember I signed him up for some sport that he was not into. And I remember watching an Oprah saying, if your kid wants to quit, that's fine. But you got to say, you got to finish the season. We never have to do it again. Just finish the season. The team's like, so I signed him up for like soccer or something and he was not into it. And I'm like, you got to finish the season, you know? And he's like, first of all, he was seven. He goes, first of all, you signed me up for this without my legal consent.
He said he was 7 years old and he started off with, first of all.
First of all, you signed me. He said, without my legal consent, you signed my name. You never discussed it with me. And I was like, fuck. So I'm waiting for the lawsuit from Drake.
Go to your room? I don't know. Don't hit me. Angry seven-year-old.
That's why when we all got vaccinated – and they both agreed to go get vaccinated. I said, look me in the eye and tell me you want to get vaccinated. Because when I'm babysitting my little lizard grandchildren, I don't want you to say, Mom, you took us to that CVS and Target. So they both said yes. And I did have them sign a thing that they would not sue me later.
Yeah. But I love a good lizard grandchild. You know?
I know. Like, how cute is that?
They blink like this. You know, it's so cute.
Okay, moving on.
Oh, God damn it.
As you would say, Demi Lovato.
Demi Gelato.
She is gelato. Demi Gelato.
I will only refer to her
Demi
as that.
Demi Lovato has shared that they're so fluid, they might one day identify as trans. The Sorry Not Sorry singer revealed in a new interview that while they currently identify as non-binary, that could change in the future. I read the article from Page Six. She also says at one time in the future, she might go back to identifying as a woman after she's been trans.
Can we lock this psychopath up?
You know, it's really kind of a bummer because I just feel like people like this do really ruin it for the people that are truly like, I feel like both genders. I don't really identify with either. And I just want to like dress the way I want to dress, but I don't want, you know. I get it, but like then this is like what you're almost like mocking it. Like, shut up already.
This is what the problem is because the media has now chosen her.
Here, look at they. Stop looking at them. The screen. Look
they, them. Sorry.
Yeah.
They've chosen Demi as like the spokesperson for anything sexual, orientation wise.
I think the media has. I think everybody else is annoyed.
Right.
At this
point. That's what I said. The media has made her, them, the spokes it. For
the spokes group,
all of it. For all of the orientations.
Right.
Now,
I
saw a TikTok with a trans woman, and it really pisses me off that I didn't get her name, but goes in on this, and it's and she says like, hey, being trans is not like a choice. You're dealing with mental. You're born in the wrong body.
Right.
So you're dealing with like, this is what I look like on the outside. This is what I'm dealing with on the inside.
Right.
And it's a struggle. It's a torment. It's a identity crisis pretty much until you're like, you know what? I'm doing this because it's going to make me happy. This isn't like, you know what? One day I might be trans. And it kind of pisses me off because it reminds me of when, you know, being gay, like especially in the South, people were like, "Oh, well, that's your choice."
Right.
Yes, I chose to live this life. I chose to be bullied in school. I chose, like, I'm even saying she. So now I'm an asshole because I don't know her pronouns this week or their pronouns this week.
Right.
So I think it's and they do this. Mm-hmm. I'm doing really well because it's like, okay, now I'm this, but wait, I haven't. Heard my name in the news for a week or two. You know what? I might do this now in the future. It's just like
I was going to say this also.
It's exhausting.
This is also confusing. I read an article about Eminem. Okay, so Eminem, the rapper, he has the daughter Haley, but he also has a daughter that he adopted through a marriage of a woman that he's no longer married to.
Mm-hmm.
That human, I believe, was born female. Mm-hmm. And then they said, then came out as, I don't know. But anyway, they said, now that person goes by the pronouns.
Oh, God. There's new ones?
He, they, and she.
Okay, sure.
So that's now that's everybody.
Do it.
So now, but now that's everybody. Yeah. Which, but at this point, I'm like, well, thank you. No one leaks can fuck up. But now it's he, she, or they.
Yeah.
You could call this person.
Yeah.
And still be okay.
It's exhausting, and I have trans friends.
It's a lot of typing, a lot of data entry.
I have trans friends of mine who are just like, hey, stop it. Like this isn't this isn't a trend.
Right.
It's not a trend.
But it's feeling like that, and that's
not
right.
It's like, okay, well, now I'm doing this. And it's like, rather than like educate people who are already like afraid of, you know, certain groups in the LGBTQ plus community, you know, because they just don't know. Now you're making it like it's kind of becoming a joke at this point.
Right.
And you're like, hey, it's not a joke. People die all the time. You know, trans women are getting attacked and murdered daily. You can't just be like, you know what? I might identify as this week because it's fun. But then I might go back to being labeled as a woman again. It's like, okay, girl. Can I say that? Can I girl?
Right.
Okay.
And also back in our day when you came out, it was like a big People magazine article. Mm-hmm. It was like a big deal. Now everyone can just do it one day on their Instagram. Page Six or TMZ picks it up. 3 weeks later, they change it again on their – like, it's a lot to follow.
Well, and that's – like, Courtney Stodden identifies herself as they.
But you know what? I've been following her, and she never, like, refers to that anymore.
Of course not, because it doesn't give her
any press.
Because
then when Courtney got engaged, Courtney said – like, I'm just using the name. Courtney said, I got engaged.
Yeah.
But it doesn't apply to first person where you'd go, we got engaged, mm-hmm. meaning – just myself, not my fiance and I. Just I'm a they. So then, wouldn't it be we got engaged? If you're a they,
I need to go back to school. Apparently, because
no,
I don't,
it's anyway.
Could you imagine being a teacher teaching pronouns in class? Like, remember pronouns?
Well, no,
like
they do at school. They do go around. At least in California, where we live, they you have to say your name, your nickname, and what pronoun.
I'm a he him.
Okay,
I'm a he him girl to my close friends.
Someone could go, girl.
Yes.
Not, I heard
no,
you
no,
on
no,
Juicy
no,
Scoop.
Not,
oh.
Yeah. It, URL. Not like girl.
Oh.
But like girl.
Oh, like mm-hmm. J-U-R-L.
G-U-R-L.
I mean G. Yeah. No, you don't spell
yeah.
it.
You just put my name and girl together, which might be a new pronoun. I'm a girl.
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 You got Juicy Scoop.
Yeah, Juicy Girl. Girl.
Love it. Okay, this is a new trend. Have you heard about the milk carton trend? It's okay. What they do is, I don't know why these people all have so many milk crates.
It's a crate trend. Yeah.
So you put the crates up and you build it like a little mountain of
mm-hmm,
crates.
Mm-hmm.
And the person has to walk up, and it's easy the first couple times. And when they get to the top, they're very shaky.
Oh, you mean gravity works?
And then they have to go walk down, and then it falls. And it always seems like the people are fine, but I guess some are not. And then some people are like, you know, with the ICUs being full, could you not be doing this? And, but anyway,
oh man,
it's a new trend on TikTok.
I've seen it, and the majority of people that I have seen have bitten ass. Like it looks painful. They get to the very top.
Can we just go back to where everybody just dumped ice on their tits?
Yes,
that's a way to get an OnlyFans subscriber. Just go back to doing that. Was for Lou Gehrig's disease, right? So go do that.
Yes,
go back to the ice bucket challenge.
Yes.
You only need one bucket. You don't need 12 milk carts.
Or if you're going to act like this, just put some Tide Pods in your mouth. Put some Tide Pods in your mouth, swish it around, swallow it.
Let's bring back old trends.
But I mean, like, what do you get? What do you get? Street cred? Crate cred? You get crate cred?
You get it all. Speaking of cred, you brought me this topic, the Met Gala. Tell me about it. It's back. When is it? Is it March?
It's in September.
It's just around the corner.
It's just around the corner, yeah.
Okay.
So the Met Gala is back.
Yes.
Now, there's a big controversy with it because this one is going to be a mix of celebrities who have attended years past.
Yes.
However, we are adding some influencers and TikTokers, which apparently a lot of celebrities are like, we're going to sit this out because we're better than that, which they are. The Met Gala used to be like the creme de la creme
right.
of fashion, Anna Wintour's gala,
right?
Like the who's who. And now this is an alleged, this is alleged.
Yes.
This is the seating chart. Now, I am already offended because I'm looking at Beyonce, mm-hmm. and Addison Rae, or as I like to call her, who, sitting across from each other. Now, if this is not a murder mystery in the making, I don't know what is. Like, I want Tim Curry's character to come out and be like, the reason I brought you all here this evening is you have one thing in common. You're all being blackmailed. I want to say it was Beyonce in the study with the hot sauce in her bag swag.
Yes. Oh, my God. Colonel Mustard. Listen.
Yes. Look,
wait.
Let me go. Look, Lady Gaga.
I don't believe this, by the way.
You don't?
I don't really believe it, but I love it. But here's the thing. Nobody even cared about the Met Gala or really followed it until the Kardashians started going. So Anna Wintour, I think the general public, Anna Wintour's not an idiot. She puts Kanye on the cover. She puts people. Who else is going to buy these magazines? Still her old 65, 70-year-old friends? That's not enough people. They can't leave their retirement place and go get the magazines on the stand. Mm. But like somebody that's like, oh, Beyonce's on the cover. Or, you know, Kendall Jenner's on the cover. Okay, I'll buy your Vogue magazine. So she started to invite the reality stars. That was the first, oh my God, no one. Then the social influencers. Oof. Then the reality stars are like, just social influencers. We're reality stars. Then the social influencers are like, TikTokers. Yep. We're social influencers.
Yep.
So, I mean,
and then they all end up in the bathroom smoking,
right.
taking pictures.
And now they're like, head of the milk cart.
Yeah. Yeah.
The milk crate cat challenge. Yeah. What are they doing in this crazy outfit sitting next to Addison Rae's like, what? Yeah. I know you won the milk crate challenge.
The Ocean Spray skateboarder is going to be there. Like,
oh, I
you
hope
know.
He's going to be. That would be terrible if he wasn't. What a snub.
I mean, look at the other who are like Lord, Sarah Jessica Parker. Vera Wang, J-Lo. I mean, it's going to be, can I move this?
Whenever I see them doing this and how many pictures and how uncomfortable and everything it is, because we've seen it like on the Kardashians of them getting ready, I just think how happy they must be when they get back to their hotel room and they take off their shoes and they unzip these heavy corset, like, I mean, it truly is like
oh, yeah.
ancient
it's
times
art.
Where
yeah.
it's like your fucking ribs must be crushed and like, as if you ate anything that whole night. It just, ugh.
I mean, James Charles on The Weeknd and Idris Elba.
There's no way.
I hope, I mean, in a weird way, I want it to happen, but I also
want to know, do these celebrities even give any money?
I don't
Are they
know.
Just invited and then, like, don't ever, like, follow up on a check?
That's what I'm wondering, too. I mean,
yeah.
You have like Oscar winners and like
yes.
award winners, like The Weeknd sitting next to, you know, James Charles. It's like, what did I do to deserve this?
And then I wonder, do the Oscar winners want to go so that they do stay hip and young and relevant? Because they're with the youngest people that's are like, you know, and they are like, hey, don't forget to tag me. What's his name? Idris is like, hey, girl, don't yeah. forget to tag me, James Charles.
Yeah, he's like, oh, and what's your name, ma'am?
Now!
Idris just gets canceled at the Met Gala table for not knowing James Charles's pronouns. That could happen. But also, I'm surprised James Charles is invited because he's gone through, like, a bit of a scandal himself.
Every day.
Well, I mean, my God, it's like, I didn't know that person was 13. Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. Well, neither did Roman Polanski. Moving on.
Or okay. any other disgraced comedian.
I just wanted to show you this. This is...
Oh, I saw this.
I went to Nordstrom.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to talk to you about the horrificness of...
This is what you're wearing at the Met Gala?
This pink... Amish
sister wife
dress is $1,330. It was also a two-piece bikini that was brown that looked like the kind of mesh underwear they give you after giving birth.
Yeah, like you said,
like they're high-waisted. They're
panties,
like
afterbirth panties.
Yeah, they're like these disposable like panties that just so you can put the ice in between. It's just. It was so horrible, and there's a woman that's worked there for 25 years who's made a wonderful living.
You spoke to someone.
I've seen her now three times.
Okay.
I go back every couple months,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, I'm sorry. I wanted to spend money. I don't know how you're living. She's like, thank you. She She's like, thank you. She's like, it's horrific. She's like, it is horrific.
It is.
I don't want to. And there are plenty of these. No one's buying this shit. And then she'll try to bring one thing out. She goes, what about this? And it's like, just because it's a mini and she knows like I'm a little whore, but it's like this awful pattern. And I'm like, no. I'm just going to hold out.
I don't get it.
It was this bad for me as someone who loved to shop was during the grunge era.
Yes.
Where people were wearing like
flannels.
Almost like potato sack dresses.
Yeah.
This is now officially worse than that time for
me. What is this?
I don't know what they think. Everybody gained 400 pounds. I don't know.
My 600-pound life, whatever it is.
I don't know if TLC is part of the design, you know, because they have all those, like, Amish people and sister wives stuff. It is so bad. $1,330 for what looks like Wendy from Peter Pan's nightgown.
It really is. Like Nana. Nana's, like, watching her fly away with her little bonnet on. Who is the designer of this?
I don't know who the designer is, but I've heard from someone that works at Nordstrom that said – they went and they got designers that had not been represented.
Clearly.
In Nordstrom before, but I don't think it's a hit. Because I went over to Neiman's. I went over to Neiman's and they did not have this shit. Neiman's was not going to play into this ugliness.
Did you go to the men's department and see if they had like corn cob, like hat rims and like
I was in
Quaker high waisted pants?
No, I was in the men's for my son for some college stuff and it was great.
This is
it's only
sick.
Once again, the women in America get the fucking short end of the stick. We have to suffer like this. Nothing to choose. The women working in this department can't make money.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible.
This is like American Horror Story Nordstrom. Like this is – it's like – like if I saw a group of girls just like at a brunch wearing this, I'd be like, cult.
Yeah.
Cult.
Yeah.
Yeah. But bunker women waiting for the comet to hit.
But they're like, no, you're wrong, Heather. You sport it with some $700 Golden Goose tennies. Oh. And look at you, girlfriend.
Oh. Did someone say bottomless?
Yeah.
God. This is awful.
Awful.
Oh.
Okay, moving on. Speaking of which, this is also a lot of controversy. So Beyonce and her husband Jay-Z are the doing a campaign for Tiffany's. She's one of four women in the last, I don't know, 100, 200 years that gets to wear this big, enormous yellow diamond in this ad. And it's like she's dressed sort of like Audrey Hepburn with her hair up and the Breakfast and Tiffany's look.
And she's the first woman of color, too, to wear it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And then they have, what's this guy?
Basquiat.
Yes. They have his art out there. So there were so many problems. Some people were like, how dare you just throw up his art? I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Then there was a problem with the fact that why are we emulating Tiffany, Audrey Hepburn's character, who was a hooker light? And I'm like, hello, we
Only
should.
Only fans, hello,
we should.
We're all whores.
She was the original sugar baby before anyone knew what sugar baby was.
Yes.
And you know, and she was like barely eight. Two things that were way ahead of its time. So they don't like that. Like, why are we? And then, why are we? They're taught modern love story. We know that he cheated on her. He's saying about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, is that really couples goals?
Oh my God.
So, and then also the final one is they're people of color. And apparently, according to the Twitter universe, people believe that this diamond that she's wearing, this big yellow rock,
is racist.
Was a blood diamond that was carved from people. Slaves had to find it.
Okay, is that a fact?
It's
allegedly a blood diamond.
I don't know if it's 100% a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just telling you why there's controversy. Those are the four. There's so much controversial stuff,
and it's one picture. Four things.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like people post a picture and be like, what can I find wrong about this?
Yeah. So they
first
found
of
four
all,
things. Yeah.
I will start with the Basquiat picture because this is a, I think this is like never before seen.
Okay.
So this is a rare artwork piece that he had. Basquiat died of an overdose.
Okay.
Back in the 80s, I believe, or maybe early 90s. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But how dare we, you know, put this up and
show
you know,
his art.
Show his art. However, how many designers I was watching on Diet Prada, who I follow them on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah.
Diet Prada was just like, okay, this campaign has done his work. Right. Louis Vuitton has done something about his work, or like kind of like a knockoff. Like, you know, how many runway shows have kind of done the same style? So relax.
And then also in Beyonce's defense, they're like, there's been other white women who have worn this same diamond or have
and
worn.
No one's mentioned a blood diamond until I wore it.
Yeah.
And also, okay, Basquiat, great. But how much has Andy Warhol influenced people?
Yeah.
And has influenced runway shows or designers or fashion trends,
right.
Pop culture in general. Take a seat.
Also, the good news is that Beyonce will be sitting across from Addison Rae.
Thank
and
God.
Addison Rae can teach her some dances.
Oh, she's going to be like
dying to hear.
Across the table.
Yeah, yeah. Laughing.
With her tongue out.
And then Courtney, she's going to be like, Courtney!
Oh, my God.
Best friends forever.
Go on. But, like, also, it's like, Beyonce looks stunning. And why not have an homage to, like, old classic Hollywood?
Yeah, I don't know. No one can do anything
right. No one can be happy.
This was pretty amazing, speaking of TikTok.
Okay.
I have gone viral.
I did, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, first we're talking about me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I'm at Disneyland with my three kids and my daughter's boyfriend. And my two boys and a delight of a juicy scooper named Colin, who actually works at Disneyland.
Okay. He works at Disneyland.
He approached me after the Irvine Improv a couple years ago and said, I know you love Disneyland. I work there. I'd love to show you around sometime. So
send him my number.
I
want to go to Disneyland.
I kept this friendship
so bad.
Going. Okay. So I was just watching that someone had gotten engaged in front of whatever the Star Wars.
The Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Whatever the Star Wars.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, like again, mm-hmm. my engagement was never on TV. I never had a gender reveal. I never could pimp out my children. I never got a free stroller. Like, I'm just still angry. Okay. So I go, Drake, ask me to marry you. And like, and we'll film it and we'll see if anyone believes it. So Drake, my son, is like, absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah.
Brandon also said, absolutely not. I didn't want to ask Mackenzie's boyfriend because, like, what if he ends up being my son-in-law? That's weird.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, stick with your own children.
So
proposing
Colin,
to you.
Who is out as a gay man and family knows, lives with his boyfriend. Okay. Because I was like, you know, when this went viral, I was like, oh, I hope for any reason he's not mad because this is what happened. So he did ask me to marry him. But he said, will you be my wife? Which I thought was kind of classic because one day he actually might marry someone. But he'll never say to that guy, will you be my wife? So
it's like Demi Lovato.
Yeah,
right.
You know how like The Bachelor people get mad because they're like, we ended up not getting married and I wasted my first engagement on you. Like, and then you broke up with me. So it's like, I didn't want to take his real first engagement from him.
Right.
So he asked me, there's a woman behind filming. Totally people believed it. Okay.
Did they really?
Yes. We jump up and down and we're happy. Later that night, we're driving home and my son, Brandon, puts it on TikTok. So it starts getting a lot of action right away because we put all that Star Wars stuff. So all the nerds are like, what happened with the Millennium Falcon?
And you're on a Star Wars OnlyFans page right now.
Now, whenever I post something and I go look at it later and people are saying great things about me, I like it, like on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I start to like it. Drake told me, no, you're not supposed to like it. That stops it. That the creator's liking it right away.
The algorithm, it stops
so
the algorithm.
I didn't know. So he's like, you ruined it for yourself. Okay, well, luckily, somebody picked it up. And this guy, Francisco, so now he shows it. And when we get engaged, Colin jumps up and down and goes, yay! And so then this guy goes, so no one's going to tell her? No one's going to tell her. It's at 4 million now. It's at 4 million. And like at least 95% of the comments, nobody knows who the fuck I am. But the best part of the story is I did not see one comment that was like, forget about him being gay. How old is she? Not one.
Good for you, girl.
So the fact that they think I'm young enough to marry an obvious gay guy is probably about the greatest. No, you have to see his reaction. Standing there, he's okay.
Yeah.
He's jumping up and down.
Okay.
In the way he was like, yay! Like, it was. Anyway, he's fine with it. He has been recognized at Disneyland. He said a couple people came up to him and said, are you the guy from TikTok?
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
I know.
Wait, can we see
the video?
Still,
I have yet to be back. Well, no, I'll show it after you because I'll have it on the thing.
Okay.
But just look it up. It's on my TikTok, which is at Heather McDonald. Okay. And but then you can also find this guy, Francisco, on TikTok. And so then I was like, we're viral. Like, I hope you're okay. And
I hope you're okay. I hope your life doesn't change, Heather.
I mean, I hope you're okay. But I was just like, oh, my God. So it's pretty amazing what a Disneyland can do. Very exciting news here at the Juicy Scoop headquarters. We had to take a quick break because we are bidding at the Tom Girardi law firm for a piece of the auction items. So that money will go to the victims and whom he stole from. I told you guys that we were doing it. Everyone was wondering what I was going for. I chose this coat and hat rack because I felt like it's something we might actually use.
Right.
It could live in the office. I could say, this is Tom Girardi's. His, you know, coat hung on that at one time.
You've given back to victims.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, but it was like, how much do we want to spend? So I think because it wasn't like a photo of him, it wasn't outrageous. But Peter had to stop it because he does love me. And he did bid. And we got it, everyone, for $150.
Oh.
And Justin made the suggestion that it should live right here.
Yes, yes.
I picked the office. Location. Yes. And
as an interior designer slash comedian. Disgraced comedian.
Yes, disgraced comedian who at one time identified as gay. Okay. Now, Peter and I, can we go to a cute lunch on the way? We're going to go to a cute lunch tomorrow and pick it up.
Good.
And so follow myself on Instagram at Heather McDonald. Follow Justin Martindale. It's just your name, right?
At Justin Martindale.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not going with us, but
no,
I just want to give you a follower.
We'll do a cute lunch in Seattle.
Yes, we're doing a cute lunch in Seattle for sure. So there you go. Very exciting stuff. Speaking of gay best friends.
This is you finding out that you won the hat rack.
It was like a weird. This was something that, again, was on Twitter or something. This girl was having a date with someone, and he went up to go to the bathroom, and they said a gay man. I don't know why she knew he was gay, but he was like, girl!
Have I got something for you? And yes, sis.
And it was a note saying, like, get away from that guy, red flags, or don't date him or something, a warning. So then she shared about it, and then he came back, and then she did say what some other red flags were, that this guy, they were controversial on the DaBaby stuff. Like, I guess he was sympathetic with DaBaby, who was the rapper who had homophobic slurs in his act.
I was like, it's a date, and they're talking about kids already?
That's what I thought. Like, DaBaby. I was like,
run. That's a run right there.
Anyway, I had something like this happen to me once.
Really?
I was at a Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
And this is back when I had like a Walkman, because how long ago? So like headphones, and I was like listening to something. And I'd go out for some pilot. So I made sure that I always had my scripts out at the Starbucks in Santa Monica so people would know I was like a happening actress, even though I never got any of these pilots.
Sure.
But at least I had the script, you know, and I was reading and highlighting.
Yeah, oh, an aggressive highlighter. I love those days.
What's my backstory?
I have so many lines for this thing I didn't get yet.
Yeah. So this guy starts to talk to me, and he was with this other woman, and he's like, this is my assistant, whatever. She left. Then he talks to me. And I take down my ears, and he's super hot. And he was like in a business suit, but he was like sleeved. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like a tattooed arm.
Oh, he had
dark hair, and he had a New York accent.
Hot.
But he was like, looked like a stockbroker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so hot, right? So he asked me out and gets my number and everything. And then I'm like, all right, like, I'll go out with you. I have nothing to do except not get these parts. And so then he leaves, and this girl.
Yes.
It would be better if it was a gay man, but it was a girl. She's like, I was listening to their conversation and you couldn't hear because you had your ear things on. She's like, but that guy is bad news. Do not. He was talking about like that he might have to go to prison. Like, ignore it. Do not go.
Yeah.
So anyway, I did.
You did?
I went out with him.
And you weren't murdered?
No, I close.
Really?
He talked to me. It's a story I've told before, so I don't want to say it again. But he all of a sudden said his car got stolen, and it wasn't. I think it was repossessed. He said he had bad credit because of like white collar crime, which
first date,
which is the hottest kind of crime.
Wow.
You know, like this is like fourth date. We started dating, and then I rented him the car, and then he was ghosting me, and the car was like 2 weeks out, and I'm like, I need to return this back to Enterprise Rent a Car.
And he was already gone across the country.
He was there. I eventually got the keys back, but he was like a total dick and like screamed at me, and I like took rant with the Enterprise keys and ran out of the Santa Monica apartment.
Oh my God.
Then I found out later he was evicted, hadn't paid his rent for 4 months.
Wow.
So I just want to say I'm glad that this girl listened to this gay guy, because have been something else.
I love it when a girl listens to a gay guy.
I chose not to listen to this girl because I'm like, whatever. I'm like, it's material. Like, it's juicy stuff. I could talk about it on my act. Anyway, 20 years later, I just had content for Juicy Scoop.
Yeah,
so in the end,
great.
I'm glad I didn't listen to that girl.
God, you're lucky you didn't end up at a Cheesecake Factory with a plastic bag over your head.
No.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about Britney's Instagram.
Sure.
So posting again, a lot of stories. Uh-huh. I have a problem with her kitchen that clearly needs a remodel and it's messy. Drawers are open. Why are you choosing here to film yourself? Yes, you have... Justin has something to say in the class. Justin.
That was your problem? My problem is she has a phone with one camera.
Oh, wait a minute. What does that mean? That
conservatorship. That's what that means. She has one camera.
So what year did... What?
She has like...
Like iPhone 5?
Sure. Look, we all have like two or three. She's got one. She has one camera. One lens, one camera. I know.
Wow.
Yeah, and going back to the open drawer to Tangina, she's got a poltergeist in her house.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that means. We've got to free her. She's got ghosts and
one
camera.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
And then
how
here was another one. It's like a bad bathroom shot.
Yeah.
Bad lighting.
I think I like my hair up better. Are you ready?
Yeah. So, I like my hair like this. I like it like this. A lot of you have been asking me. Listen, I don't know what's going on. I'm tired of investigating.
She's free.
They said the dad is still part of it.
No, I thought he's done.
Okay, Perez Hilton said that Jamie Spears claims the public would praise him if they knew the facts about Britney's addiction and mental health issues. The maid thing, we don't believe.
No.
That the maid was attacked. I mean, yeah. Then they took the dogs away for 2 weeks.
Oh, I know. That was sad.
And that's weird because she said they would always threaten her taking her kids away, which I've heard that from multiple people that were close to her, that now the kids are too old, so they can't threaten to hide two, 15-year-old boys or whatever they are. Okay, moving on. I don't know what else to say. What else do you want to say about it?
I just think now they're backtracking. Know. They're trying to flip it to be like, oh, look, she's really crazy. You know, they're like, she's like, you say I'm crazy? I got your crazy. Like, they're trying to make it look like, oh, no, she really needs this. I think they're going to make it look like she's batshit crazy. I think she's fine. Just let her take an Instagram holding her tits. I've got friends who do that regularly.
I've said this at all. Does she need someone like handling her finances? Yes, but
let her boyfriend take care of her.
She doesn't need a conservatorship.
No, let her boyfriend take care of her
and give her a better iPhone. Can someone take her to the Apple store?
Take her to the Apple store.
There, it's not that far from where she lives in Westlake. There's a really good one at the mall.
And close your drawers, like your drawers, not your panties.
Tom Girardi, which we just talked about. Yes.
Oh, I thought that was like Prince. Philip.
Yeah. Well, he's lost a lot of weight in his face, but not his body. And he is now at a assisted living place.
God.
And that is something that Ronald Richards, the attorney for the victims, was saying should happen in order to sell the house. They're trying to sell this $10 million house of theirs in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to go look at this house with a disgraced attorney who claims to have Alzheimer's. He's like, until that guy is living.
Is he faking Alzheimer's?
People wonder if he is. And Ronald Richards tweeted, I don't really believe this because this looks like a photo op. This was from Daily Mail. And there was another photo where he has the mask down and he's right in front of the building. And they are like, do we really believe that he's really there and that he really has Alzheimer's? Is this all part of the ruse to make it look like he does?
I don't think he has Alzheimer's, but what he does need is a tailor. Like, look at those pants.
I don't know. I think that didn't help either.
I mean, my God.
Speaking of...
You're wearing your before pants, you know? You need to wear the after pants. Come on, dude.
Other Erica news is there was a rumor that she apparently has a new sugar daddy.
Work.
That's going to come out maybe next season. We don't know who it is. This is what I think. Because I was talking to my friend who met this woman who at 50 married an 85-year-old.
Wow.
And then he died at 87, and she now has $1 billion.
Okay? I mean, that's the way to do it.
And I go, is it hard for someone who doesn't have money to then adjust to having that much money?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I figured out. When it's not money that you worked for, uh-huh, it's extremely easy to spend.
Sure.
When you've worked for it, which is why, like, oh my God, my grandparents were cheap or my parents were cheap. When you've actually worked for it, it is hard to then go, you can spend that money. You can, mm-hmm, you know, she never worked for this money. Mm-hmm. So she was like, let me have the money. Let me have the greatest glam squad ever. Let me spend. Why not spend? I have a kick-ass checkbook. It wasn't hard for her to spend.
Right.
And she didn't want to ask where the money was coming from. She just wanted to spend it, and she didn't care.
Yeah.
Because she didn't work hard for it.
She wanted to be a pop star.
That money that she was spending was not from her waiting tables at Chasen's.
Oh, yeah.
She waited the tables until she met him, got married. Then she never waited tables. I mean, this wasn't hard-earned money at all, unless it's hanging out with him, which doesn't sound that fun. But Lisa Rinna is supposedly also going to be disposed. Disposed? Is that the right way to say it?
Disposed?
Giving a deposition, because she has said over the shows, I know for a fact, uh-oh, Erica didn't know. She didn't know. So she might be served with a deposition. The other thing that happened in the last couple of days is that Erica Jane is now getting a lot of hate for not caring about these victims and being on the show. And so then she's highlighting the death threat comments. And highlighting.
She's highlighting with
and
her neon highlighter.
Posting it, and then people are like, this has gone too far. This is terrible, said Dorit. You know, that's what I want to say about online comments under a post or a DM death threat. I don't believe it's a real death threat.
No.
Shut up.
No.
You think someone's going to leave their basement in Oklahoma, get on a bus.
Southwest. Oh, I was going to say,
or
yes.
Or Spirit.
Yeah, Spirit.
Go to Walmart. Buy all the supplies necessary to go find your house and kill you.
What supplies at
Walmart?
Do you
think you're that special?
Like,
I don't mean
scissors,
to be insensitive,
trash bags?
I don't think it's a smart thing to do as the person doing it, mm-hmm, but I don't think people – I don't like when people then use that as like, now feel sorry for me because some weirdo wrote this to me and I have a million followers. Yeah, you're going to get some unpleasant comments.
Yes, and you know what I do?
What do you do?
Take a play-by-play from the Justin Martindale Troll Handbook.
Oh, yes.
When I get death threats from people in Oklahoma, this is what I do.
What?
Report. Block.
That's it.
That's
it. You don't call the FBI?
I've thought about it, but no. I have like a brunch I have to get to.
Okay.
Yeah, but no.
Don't call the LAPD.
There's no calling of the LAPD. Like,
no,
I'm
911.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to find you and I'm going to kill you. I'm like, okay, report. Block.
Yes.
Bye. Hope that was fun for you.
You know, I got a lot of that when I talked about Selena Gomez.
Oh, same.
Guess what? Still alive today. I'm still alive today.
Well, you're still dead inside, though. Yeah.
Here are some other rumors that are happening right now.
You mean now?
This is what's happening on Real Housewives of New York.
Okay.
There's so many rumors flying and no one can keep track of
it.
So I found this and someone put it all together. Mm-hmm. Supposedly Ramona's getting fired.
Heard that.
Ramona's the only one who's not getting fired.
Oh.
The reunion isn't happening. The reunion is delayed. I just heard the reunion's happening today. The network loves Ebony. The network wants to fire Ebony. Ebony tried to sue the network for wanting to fire her, and that's why the reunion is delayed. Bethany Frankel is coming back. Dorinda is coming back. Tinsley is coming back. None of them are coming back. The show is getting canceled. All of this from a reliable source. None of this is true. So that's what's going on in New York.
Bravo. Watch what happens.
Yes.
It's like, good God.
Kylie Jenner is pregnant again.
Yeah, allegedly.
No, I think it is true now.
Is it true now?
I don't know.
I don't know
I think
anymore
it is.
Either.
But little Stormy was like, I want to go on a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Travis
bought her a school bus.
Yeah.
And some people weren't happy that they bought her a school bus. Now, I don't know if he really bought it or borrowed it for the day or whatever. But it, so she got to go on a school bus. But the photo was just her alone. I mean,
yeah.
She has 10 cousins. Why don't they throw some cousins in there?
They will look not like a be real seen school. On a school bus. Some public school trash vehicle. They are not. I want to see Stormy with an actual bus driver being like, sit down back there.
But I, you know, I we didn't have school buses to where I went to school.
Really?
Yeah, it was just a Catholic school down the street. You just, your mom had to take you. There's no way you had to either ride your bike or your mom had to take you.
I was school bus life forever.
So, and I remember the days that we would go on a field trip is when we got to go on a school bus, and it was super exciting because it wasn't our regular thing. When they first started doing the buses, Peter, remember this? Right here in the valley down to Universal, the boys really wanted to go. So we went on a Saturday morning. We went down to Universal, and we were like the only people on the bus going down there. And then on the way back, the bus is really filled
with
actually working people that have to take the bus.
Gross.
And then, and then I was like, all right, maybe we shouldn't be taking these seats as like, da-da-da. Like, this is
like, a hobby. This is like a trend for us.
To be doing.
Some people actually need this to like get from point A to point B.
I actually don't hate this because it's like she's not going to ever be probably on a regular school bus unless it's like what I said, like she's at a private school and they go on a thing. And she's probably just, she's so cute. And she's probably watching some like, you know, not Dorinda. Who is the little girl? Dora.
She's probably watching
Dora the Explorer and she's seeing a little bus and she's like, I want to go on a bus. And he's like, I can make that happen. And but people thought it was extravagant. Now we don't know where this bus is going to be. And there's a lot of abandoned vehicles just hanging out in the valley on like streets. And now they're going to just fucking park this thing in front of some hardworking person's home. And, you know, so it's like, no, like make sure this bus actually goes back to a school that needs it or maybe give it to a private school that needs it.
But why are we
public school?
Why are we buying the bus? Just rent the bus.
That's what I hope. I hope they didn't buy.
But everyone's like, they could have used that money for something else. It's like, well, When you're Kylie Jenner, what Stormy wants, Stormy gets.
Yes, whatever Stormy wants.
Na na na, Stormy gets.
Na na na. The wheels on the bus go round and where's my bus, Daddy? I want a bus now.
I'm sorry, baby. We're gonna Swarovski diamond it. I swear.
Yeah. Why is it just yellow? Chrissy Teigen was in the news again. Everyone's what? Like, why is she in the news? They lost a guinea pig or something.
No, not the guinea pig.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And everyone, and all the comments were like, why did you report on this?
Was it named Piggy Teigen?
Oh, I think it was. No, peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Yeah. So Chrissy's been in the news twice because she got a bob.
Oh, and she also
got a bob.
Okay.
And she lost her guinea pig.
And she's doing a new Netflix documentary on French fries. Did you hear that one?
What?
Yes. She got a show where she's, I guess, going to, I don't know if she's going to be, if she's just producing it. Mm-hmm. I think she's just producing it.
The History of French Fries?
I thought it might, The History of French Fries.
Oh, my God.
Or a bunch of different French fries places, trying different French fries. I would assume originally she probably was going to be the one trying the fries. Like, I'm a model who can eat fries.
Mm.
But now I think they're like, since it was your idea, we still want to do the show, but you just are going to be in the background.
Here's what I need to happen. I need a black hole to open and suck the earth into it.
Like the whole earth?
Well, like after our Seattle Irvine dates.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Everyone's mad because
everyone's mad. That's the title.
Prince Harry again flies on a private jet home after his charity match from playing polo.
Yeah, what do you want? A school bus? What do you want? It's Prince Harry. What's he going to take? Like, my God.
And, it, you know, they're like, he always talks about the climate, but then he gets on the private jet. And then this was a charity event. But do you, I mean, come on. Somebody invited him on and he hopped on. Was he going to say no? It's going already.
Yeah. Get out of
Whatever.
Here.
Whatever. He's an asshole. Who cares? People are still concerned that no one's taking showers in Hollywood.
Oh, my God. Everyone's so dirty.
Yes.
I want you to know that I took a shower this morning. And I took a shower yesterday. And I took one today for you.
I want you to know I took a shower today, too.
Good.
But I did not take one yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. As long as we are checking in with each other, showering, I think that's baby steps in the celebrity.
It's just interesting that that's like a new trend where people are like, yeah, I don't see why I'm going to take that much. Well, you know what? We're always in a drought. I don't know when we're not in a drought.
Yeah.
So
do you put deodorant on every day?
I do deodorant every day. But so maybe that's the thing. Take your private jet, but don't take a shower. And maybe you need a private jet because you fucking stink so bad.
But see, I look at Lizzo and I look at Matthew McConaughey and I go, yeah.
They said they
smell.
So has officially entered the chat.
I think Lizzo takes perfume baths.
Oh, she says she no longer wears deodorant. Lizzo no longer wears deodorant. I feel like Matthew McConaughey has been sweating for 30 years.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey uses like crystal deodorant. You know, there's nothing there. There's nothing helping it.
Yeah.
But he also, I think Matthew McConaughey, but I think that makes him attractive too because he's got that like, you stink, but it's kind of hot.
It's
like
kind of
hot. Pheromone.
It's like, you're like, is that, did you just get B.O. after coming out of the shower? Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Madonna's 63. Happy birthday.
But she's 22 on TikTok.
Yeah, and she, her boyfriend is 27. Her boyfriend is 27.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Well,
her kids were all with her. So Lourdes is 24.
Yes, Lourdes is hot,
Rocco
by the way.
Is 15.
Yeah.
The other boy, David, who she adopted, is like.
From Malawi.
Yeah, I think
my child from Malawi.
I think he's like 17. Then there's another girl who's 15.
Yes, and then
she has
the
twins that are 9.
Yeah. I'm so glad that Madonna's, I think she looks great. I think the fillers have settled.
In this outfit, she's in a normal like sundress. I'm fine. I'm not for like tits out and
I know.
Seeing the fake ass
Madam
and all that.
X, it's like, okay. Like I like her being a little like boho. She's going through this weird her birthday was like this it was like some theme where it was like what's the empire?
Yes.
Byzantine Empire.
Oh, she has
that
like
was her theme.
Jewels
you know.
On her face or something.
Yeah, she had jewels on her face. Now Madonna's like renting out trailers and smoking blunts and like I'm kind of digging this Madonna. I like
isn't that interesting? All of a sudden you just pick up smoking and like doing something like at 63.
Yeah.
I mean I'm sure she always dabbled, but whatever. Yeah, why not? What do you got to lose?
But now she's just smoking weed in bathtubs. I'm like, good for you, bitch.
I mean
I'm not putting a note next to her going, run.
Like, you know, yeah. So there you go with a couple there. Now, Ben Affleck was seen with his mother and his son over the weekend at Tiffany's at their Century City Mall.
God.
Here's the
thing. I would have died if I was at the
City Mall. I hate to say
this,
you guys.
What?
Because I've been all for this relationship. I've said it's not PR.
Uh-huh.
Who the fuck goes looking for a diamond ring when you're the most famous person at the Century City Mall inside of Tiffany's?
Yeah.
If on The Bachelor, Nia Lane can bring a variety of rings to a 24-year-old's place on TV, you're telling me that you couldn't get a jeweler to come to your house and bring you like 50 rings to choose from.
Yeah.
You have to go to the store like every 30-year-old guy looking for the salt. Then the next day, they're back at the Century City Mall now together.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
When were they? I love the Century City Mall. Why? Because I'm trash.
Yes.
Like, that's who goes to the – I browse. I look at what movies are coming out at the AMC. I go eat at the Tokaya, you know? I'll look at outside of the Old Navy. I don't go in because
I kind of don't know why.
I know those steps.
The sad part is I don't think I know Ben Affleck. I don't think I know him anymore.
But
I don't know why he's going along with this. I don't get it. I don't know why he's doing these things, knowing he's going to be photographed, knowing it's going to be a story. It's obviously planned now. Like, why are you doing this for publicity? Why?
It's all he has.
Is it all he has?
Yes.
I thought he's still like a good actor. I mean, I know. Listen, come on, Juicy Scoop, Ben.
Why are we
like,
so emotional?
You don't need me to talk about it.
Why
like,
is
you,
she doing
you
this?
You tricked. I don't know. Like,
why are you,
you
at
don't
the
have
Century City Mall?
You don't have enough like products and shit. You don't have us talking about you enough. I always remember my dad, rest in peace. He was like, got the People magazine when they were dating, and he goes, "Wow. She must have the best publicist ever." And that was before
you were say
people
something
knew
else
that.
With a P.
Oh.
She must have the
no,
best
but it was like,
publicist.
Like, why is this girl all over? Like, she really is the queen of PR. She was, you know, Kim Kardashian said she learned from Paris Hilton. I think she also learned from J-Lo.
But where's the security? They can't just walk around a Century City
just
Mall.
Are walking into Tiffany's?
Hi, I'm J-Lo.
Like,
are you
doing the next Tiffany ad? Are they mad about...
They're not mad about that?
Are they mad about Beyonce and taking their spot?
Is she wearing a blood diamond, allegedly? God.
And she's like dressed up conservatively, like she is really shopping like nicely. Like who's wearing heels
at
around the Century City Mall?
Like
it's a lot
levels.
Of walking.
Yes, there's an Italy there. You know, it's like
so.
Jesus.
I'm like heartbroken.
Yeah.
Listen, I knew Jennifer Garner used to go to that little park at the Coldwater and invite people to take photos of her pushing her kids. Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah.
I forgave her when she started to make her own bagels and he was cheating on her and was an alcoholic. Now I'm like, these people are all cut from the same fucking cloth.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to go validate their parking at Gelson's.
They're going to actually call and say they don't remember where their car is.
Exactly.
They're going to have to go around security and look for it. Beep, stars, beep, just beep, like us.
I think we're on this level. Beep, 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 beep.
Furious.
Just leave me alone. I'm just shopping at Century City Mall.
I'm officially out.
You're out.
I'm not supportive of it anymore.
Wow. How long was that? That was a good, what, two, 3 weeks?
I was so for it. I was all for recycled dick. I loved it. I was like, she's probably like, look at my body 20 years later. It's better than it was 20 years ago. Like, I can compete with the 24-year-old girls that you were screwing right before you went through the drive-thru at Jack in the Box to go to rehab. I'm it. Nope.
You're out now.
You're done.
He looks good,
fucking
though.
Done. This couple turns me on. Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz. I think they're doing some movie together. They're riding around like two like gangster kids on
just,
a bike.
Or just kids.
I don't know because the shaved head and like the bike is like, I don't know.
A lowrider bike?
Yeah. Like, it's kind of like Cholo adjacent. Yeah. Have you seen those 7-Eleven commercial where a bunch of Cholo girls are like riding around on a bike?
God, I love a Sharpie eyeliner.
Yeah. And like... And anyway, and I was also like, I don't think that's a great campaign for 7-Eleven. I'd fucking be scared to go get my Slurpee there if these are the girls riding around. I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, they have your back, though. They'll either kick your ass or have your back.
Hopefully they're Juicy Scoopers.
They totally
are. Anyway, so she's on the back of his bike. He's doing things about how he loves to ride in New York. They're in New York. It's fucking sexy as shit. They're another one of those couples where they're acting like teenagers, kind of like Megan Fox. Except she's pretty
Machine
young.
Gun Kelly?
I think she's only about 30, but he's at least like...
She looks just like her mom.
I think she's...
It's crazy.
I want to say she's like 27. He's like 37.
Yeah.
So, but they look like they're two hot teenagers.
It's so hot. Yeah. Yeah. It's very like... It's like West Side Story.
Yes.
It's like
sexy.
Yeah. And they also said that they met on Pussy Island. Did you read that?
No. What's Pussy Island?
That's where they said that they met, on Pussy Island.
Is there really a place?
No. Oh. But everyone was like, they say they met on Pussy Island. They're like, guys, we were kidding.
Oh, I love
but,
it.
But I mean, also, like, take me there.
I have a job for you. She's 32?
She's 32.
Can you look up how old he is, please?
He's like 36, 37.
37. I'm pretty good at
today on How Old is Channing Tatum?
Listen, Carrie Ann Inaba is leaving the talk.
No, not today.
They're looking for another man.
41.
They already have Jerry 41? O'Connell. 41. Okay, I was a little off. They already have Jerry O'Connell.
Wait, they do?
Yes, he's
Isn't
been on
the Talk
regularly.
Like a Woman show?
Not anymore. They're looking for another man.
Okay. So am I up for it?
I don't want to lose you, but as a Christian, I don't know why they wouldn't look at you.
I would love to be looked at. I think I could bring some hot talk to the talk.
Anyway, so it's another job women are losing to men. Good luck.
Who are they going to get?
You. Okay. No. Let's talk about...
Yes.
The greatest show that I've been watching. This is White Lotus. You guys should watch it. You know, I put it at the end of the show. So if you don't want, like,
spoilers.
We're not going to really ruin it, but it's still so good.
Did you finish it?
I did finish it. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I want to talk about my love for Jennifer Coolidge.
Goddamn.
Jennifer Coolidge was a main company member at the Growlings when I was there. And I loved her because she was, like, pretty and glamorous. And I remember the main company would vote for the if you made it in from the Sunday to the main company. Uh-huh. And it was very weird because they voted for you. So if they felt threatened by you or whatever, then you wouldn't get their vote. It wasn't like a clear.
It was political.
But there was a couple days in between before I would know if I was going to make it. They were going to vote that night. And I drove my Toyota Celica to Santa Monica. And I was going to rollerblade and listen to Sade.
Oh, God, this is why we're friends.
And I'm driving, and I had a phone, and she called me, and Jennifer Coolidge called me, and she was like, Heather, I just want to tell you, you know what? Growlings is really fucked up. I don't know if you're going to make it. I'm going to vote for you. But, you know, it's very, you know, you're normal. You're normal. You can do other things. You're funny as shit. These people are fucking assholes. And I'm going to stand up for you, but I got to be honest. I don't know if you're going to make it. And I go, okay. I go, well, good news is I just got my first writing job writing for Keenan Ivory Wayans. And she's like, oh, good. Good for you. I think it's great. Anyway, I love her to death. And like we had a mutual friend that she stopped being friends with. And we met for coffee about why they stopped being friends. And she goes, you know what makes me happy? I never have to go see that goddamn one-woman show again. God, that was boring. Like going to visit or going to our friend's one-woman show.
Oh, that's funny.
Going. God. Anyway, she's so fucking funny in this.
So good. She has
she's
the best,
so good.
The best lines. I am in a full-on resort porn, like I'm living for resort porn right now. Resort porn is having a moment. We've got 9 perfect strangers. White Lotus, there's F-Boy Island, Bachelor in Paradise. We're having like a resort assance, like a renaissance, but with resorts.
Okay. I have a Hawaii trip planned.
Oh, God.
I'm so excited. I hope nothing happens.
No.
That I can't go. And White Lotus. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying this because mm-hmm. I watched, like, they did send me the White Lotus robe.
I saw that.
The White Lotus robe.
God, that's so amazing.
And I love Mike White so much. But this is the best part.
Packets.
So Peter's watching it ahead of me, okay? Uh-huh. And he goes, oh, my God, this show, the mom in this reminds me so much of you. And I'm like,
I was going to say, you're the Connie Britton.
That's what I thought.
I thought that exact
I'm
same
Connie
thing.
I'm Connie Britton.
Yes.
I have beautiful hair.
Yes.
I'm a powerhouse. Mm-hmm. I make money. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, you're the mom that crashes the honeymoon. No,
I love Molly Shannon,
but he was more like, he sees me
kitty,
doing that.
Kitty?
He sees me doing that to my sons.
Oh, okay.
Being that woman. No.
No.
I'm Connie Britton.
Yeah, you're the Connie
I'm
Britton.
I'm Connie Britton. How dare you?
You're the woman who like is sitting there scooping her juice, and the girl comes over, and she's like, I'm a huge fan. I wrote this piece on you. And they're like, that was shit.
Yes.
And she's like,
I'm all being all sweet.
Uh-huh.
I literally had something like that happen to me.
Absolutely.
Once.
I was like, this is Heather on vacation.
I knew it. I had something happen where this young girl came up to me, and I like was like, oh, my God, great. And then I followed up with her to have her on the show. And then I found out that she talked shit about me on her show.
God, that's amazing. Life imitating art.
I know. And I was like, wow, I was going to have you, but I'm not going to have someone that talks shit about me. Might want to not talk about other female podcasters on your show. Like, not cool.
Who would I be on White Lotus?
I think that you would be the guy who we didn't know was gay, but was gay when the coke came out.
I mean,
that worked there.
You mean the one that got caught eating ass?
No, his ass was being eaten.
No, he was eating the ass of Dylan.
Okay.
He was the ass eater of Dylan.
I don't.
When he's like.
Right. But I also. Okay. I could see you as both being the main manager.
Armand.
And then the guy whose ass got eaten.
Dylan.
That's what I'm saying. It could be either or.
Yes. I did work in the service industry. And okay. I have also worked in the servicing industry.
Okay.
However, I will say that's what I kind of love about these resort shows because that's what they all have in common. Drugs.
Yes.
There's ketamine. There's Molly. There's mushrooms.
Is ketamine what you give horses?
Horse tranquilizer, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you've never done horse tranquilizer?
I have no. I don't know horses like Whitney knows horses.
I've never done horse tranquilizer.
And so so you do that and you could die.
Well, you do that and when you're on vacation.
Or you start to gallop.
Yeah, or you go have a pina colada at the pool, apparently. Just a comfortable cash, ketamine and colada.
Yes. Okay. I love
ketamine and colada.
This is what I'm so impressed with Mike White, the writer and creator of this. Because I'm like, okay, this I don't know that this guy has teenagers, but he wrote the kids so well.
Oh, they're so good.
The teenage boy, when she's like, he doesn't, you know, it's times are hard for him. You know, he's, you know, we can't hire a white straight male if we wanted to. Like, he's never going to get a job. And then it's like, and then she's like, and we should have invited a friend. He has no friends. He does. He has, you know, some Japanese exchange student.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He left 2 years ago, Mom. She's like, what?
Yeah. No, it's so cleverly written. And like, this is what I heard about here's some scoop about White Lotus is that HBO hit, the director of, what's his name?
Mike White.
Mike White, yeah. And said, hey, we need content because everyone's on lockdown.
Yeah.
So they were like, we need a show.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So he like wrote this show because they can quarantine in Hawaii.
Right.
So that's why they did it. So all the extras on White Lotus were there just being, could you imagine being an extra in the background, just like at this resort,
the best
being like,
extra job
and just
ever,
nodding,
and during quarantine,
and you have like a free vacation,
and you know you're not going to get COVID.
Yeah, yeah. So I just love it. Because,
I love that it was on assignment.
Yeah,
literally on assignment.
Yeah,
because I was like, what gave him the idea to do this? What gave him the idea to come up with these characters? And the other show that was like that was 6 Feet Under. That was an assignment where the someone at HBO goes, I always thought it would be interesting to have a show about a family who has a funeral business, and gave it to the writer. And he was like,
okay.
All right. And like, sure. I was like, oh my God, that's just unusual and like good Hollywood scoop.
And it's so good. Like the cast you have, you know.
Belinda works at the spa.
Oh my God, Belinda was great.
And I love that Belinda, because what I've read is that next season there'll be another White Lotus.
It's a whole other cast.
Another other vacationers. Mm-hmm. But I love that Belinda will hopefully get to stay, because I want to see Belinda's story, who runs the spa. Mm-hmm. She can stay because she still works there.
But it's not at the same hotel. I think they're doing a whole other location though. So I need White Lotus 2. We go to Lindsay Lohan's beach club.
Yes.
And they're like, how y'all feeling in Mykonos? And it's just Lindsay like, hey, I don't do drugs or smoke. And it's like, oh, Lindsay. But I think it's closed down now, so they can't do it. But like, I do need like a Tahiti or like a Santorini.
Can someone please
Fiji
put me in this?
Oh, I know.
Can I just be in this? Can I just be a wackadoo? Apparently, I can be all of the three crazy women.
Yeah.
I could be Jennifer Coolidge, I could be Molly Shannon, and I could be Connie Britton.
And I can eat ass and do ketamine.
Why are we not on these? Mike White, listen to me. Please find parts for Justin and I. We are free after our show at the Triple Door in Seattle, September 10th and 11th. And then also Irvine, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. On October 1 and 2, Irvine Improv with Justin Martindale. Justin, where else can they find you?
Oh, my God. So you can find me on Instagram at Justin Martindale. Also, my tickets are available. I will be headlining Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas, October 28th and 29th. I've got four shows there, so go to creekandcave.com and get your tickets. Let's have a good time, Texas. I don't know.
Yeehaw.
What do you say?
Yeehaw.
Howdy.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks,
love
honey.
You.
This was fun.
Always.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So fun.